The new report is titled The Answer Is No. That's the answer most federal inmates with terminal illnesses get when they apply to be released to die at home. The report makes clear that wardens make the final decision in such cases. That decision really hinges on a doctor's prediction of how long the inmate will live once released. But the official reason given for denying a request by both state and federal prisons is usually one of two things. Either that the inmate is still a threat to public safety, or has not served a sufficient portion of his or her sentence. 67-year-old Gonzalo de la Cruz has served 34 years of a life sentence for a 1978 murder in Milwaukee. 18 months ago, doctors predicted his untreatable liver cancer would kill him in 6 months. His sister, Belen Juarez, says she's ready to take care of him at her mobile home in Olivia, Minnesota, and state officials have approved his placement with her.
They approved me. And they sent it to Wisconsin, and Wisconsin also had approved it. But somewhere along the line, it just went under all the papers or whatever. I don't know what happened. It's been over a year since he should have been out.
What happened is that the warden decided de la Cruz needed to serve more time and wasn't close enough to death to warrant a compassionate release. He's lost a lot of weight over the past year and has developed lymphoma. The medication paid for by the state causes frequent nausea, and he gets around the prison grounds mostly in a wheelchair. He goes before the parole board again in 2 weeks. His sister says she's praying he'll be home by Christmas. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.